The California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping us to better understand the importance of water throughout California. Today is part one of a two-part report on salinity.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're talking about a question that comes up a lot in Valley conversations. Why is there so much salt in the San Joaquin Valley? And why does it matter? When people talk about salt in the San Joaquin Valley, they're usually not talking about table salt. They're talking about salinity, a buildup of many different dissolved mineral salts, including sodium, calcium, magnesium, sulfate, chloride, and others. And understanding where these salts come from requires us to look at history, geology, climate, and modern water management all at once. Let's start by clearing up a common myth. Was the San Joaquin Valley once covered in salt water? In a deep geologic sense, the answer is partly yes. Millions of years ago, large portions of what's now the western San Joaquin Valley were influenced by ancient marine environments. Those seas left behind marine sediments, which eventually became the soils and rocks we farm today. Those materials naturally contained salt, and even trace elements like selenium and boron that can be released when water moves through them. But in the modern sense, no. The valley is not full of leftover seawater. The importance of that ancient history is that it sets the stage for soils that already contain stored salts, waiting to be mobilized by irrigation. Another common idea is that salinity comes from imported water. That's partly true. All irrigation water contains some dissolved salt, even very high quality water. What really matters is a combination of how salty the water is to begin with, how much water is applied over time, and whether there's enough drainage to flush salt out of the root zone. In much of the San Joaquin Valley, the problem isn't that the water is extremely salty. It's that the salt concentrate over time. When drainage is limited, salts don't have anywhere to go. Some imported supplies, like Colorado River water, do carry higher salt loads, and when those sources are used, they can increase salt inputs. But for many areas, especially on the west side, salinity is more about accumulation than initial water quality. You might also hear that fertilizers add salt. And that's true, too. Many fertilizers are literally salts, and growers carefully monitor electrical conductivity, or EC, to track soluble salts in soils and water. That said, at the scale of the entire valley, fertilizers are usually a smaller contributor compared to natural salts in soils. Salts dissolved by irrigation water, and the powerful concentrating effects of evaporation. So why does salinity become such a big problem? Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.